Got me desperate. Oh, I'm feeling so desperate right now. Hate it. Just kidding. You're listening to the Josh and Joe Show. Thank you very much for tuning in late at night. It's in the 8 o'clock hour here in Taipei. That's 9 in Korea and in Tokyo. Wherever you are, check up our schedule on our website. It's RGO Radio. rgo.god21.net. I almost forgot our own website. I always do that. Forgive me. My name is Joseph Lee here on the air once again. Thank you very much for tuning in. We're going to be here all the way till 9 p.m. with a lot of great music. Last week, we had some incidents going on, so we stopped the show for one time, and then we got back on air since last week, so now we're just back on track and with a lot of great stuff for you, okay? I'll tell you a little bit about myself, what's been happening, what's been going on with me recently, right after another tune right here. This is Music For You on RGO Radio. Check this one out. All Eyes On You on RGO Radio, and you're listening to the Josh and Joe Show. Josh is my favorite pastor, and Joe would be me. If you happen to be following my Facebook, you probably know that I wrote something last night on my Facebook, and I got tons of responses, people asking me, what's going on? What's been happening? Are you okay? Well, the thing is, it's not such much of a big deal. Well, it is a big deal. I wrote, I'm kind of sad, and I got tons of responses. Thank you for caring after me, by the way. The reason why I wrote that was because yesterday, a very, 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 I'm like, very good friend of mine, he left. What I mean he left was he moved back to his home country permanently. He's not coming back again. And you know, it's going to still be easy to get in contact with all these modern technology. You got internet phone calls, visual phone calls, which makes it so easy. But you know, it's still different. It's so different. It's just like when Chandler moved out of Joey's apartment, if you know what I'm talking about. It's like the end of an era. And yes, it is. It's like an end of the era. It's like Armageddon. And people keep on telling me it's okay, you know, you're just feeling this right now because you're in the moment, it's okay, things will pass, and I'm like, no, it's not gonna be okay, shut up. Alright, I'm just kidding, but anyways, you should have listened to me yesterday. Today I am much more peace and calm, much more. Anyways, what happened yesterday kind of reminds me of what happened when I was a kid, the first time I left a friend myself. It was when I was like 9 or 10 years old, I can't really remember, around that age anyways. I left my friend in America to come back to Taiwan to stay for good as well. And you know, as a kid, it's kind of funny because you don't have a sense of distance. You don't know how far away Taiwan is from America. So I was like trying to comfort my friend, consoling him, saying, hey, it's okay, man. It's just like we're going to be neighbors, just living in different places. I'll visit you tomorrow. Like, yeah, right. And I left America. I didn't go back in like 10 years. For 10 years, I never saw my friend again. And the last time I saw him, I had to look him up by email, asking our former neighbors, hey, did you see where he is? Did you know where he lives right now? It took me a lot of time to locate him. And finally, we got to meet again. It was 10 years later. So if you know what I'm talking about, yeah, what happened yesterday was sort of like that. It's kind of sad, really sad. But anyways, to turn the table, I found several clever ways to say goodbye in English, and I'll tell you just a bit after the song right here. This is RGO Radio, and this is Joseph. RGO! This is the last song that I played at my last job at a radio station. It's called Home by Daughtry. And it always reminds me how home is the best place on earth. Always home sweet home. You're listening to the JJ Show, the Josh and Joe Show. Look us up on our website, rgo.god21.net. You can also find me on my Facebook. That'll be JR Lee Radio. Google me or just log on to Facebook and search for JR Lee Radio. You'll find me right there. Thank you very much. And I just mentioned that I found some common ways to say goodbye in English. Since today we're talking about goodbye, because yesterday, gosh, do we have to be reminded again? But I'm sorry. A very good friend of mine left to go back to his home country for good. He's not going to come back here again. So this is in memory of him. Some common ways to say goodbye in English. 17 ways, actually. I'm not going to finish them all because it's quite lengthy. But the first and most common one, I should say, is just simply bye. B-Y-E, bye. That's right. This is the standard goodbye. Short, simple, absolutely suitable for anyone. The second one is bye-bye. You might be perceiving me as an idiot right now. But this has a slight difference with the single bye. The bye-bye is sweet, a little babyish, and it's only used when speaking to children, actually. Really? Is that true? Because all my friends say goodbye, say bye-bye, say bye-bye. Maybe they take me as a kid. Anyways, and then there's see you later, see you soon, or talk to you later. This is appropriate for anyone from coworkers to friends. It's a very casual and common way of saying goodbye. See you later, see you soon, talk to you later. Then there's I've got to get going. This is a good expression when you're ready to leave a social gathering and you're off to somewhere else. I've got to get going, got to go. And then there's take it easy. This expression is more of a casual way of saying have a nice day. Take it easy is just basically encouraging other people to, don't work too hard, take some time to relax, something like that. Have a nice day, take it easy. Then there's I'm off. That's quite simple. I'm taking off, I'm off, I'm going to be going somewhere right now. And then there's the more slang ways of saying goodbye in English, like later, laters, or catch you later. Now these are slang ways of saying see you later, which are common among teenagers. So if you want to sound young, well, try it out. And then there's peace or peace out. These are very casual ways of saying goodbye, especially back in the days in the 90s. So if you want to sound retro, well, peace out. I'm out or I'm out of here. That is very casual as well and commonly used among teenagers of letting people know that you're leaving the venue. I got a jet, I got to take off, I got to hit the road, or I got to head out. These are slang versions of I've got to get going too. So those are just simple ways of saying goodbye in English. And I'll see you later after a couple more songs with our motto of the day. Coming up next. RGO Radio late here in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 38 minutes past 8 already here on the Josh and Joe Show. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you can feel the love of God and the Holy Son all through the show. I wanna see you. RGO Radio, and that's music from Sidewalk Prophet's Hearts on Fire. Love that song so much. What of a confession. And that's the kind of love that we have for God, because God loved us even before we loved Him. Even before we knew Him, He unconditionally loved us. Recently, I've been to church and I've been listening to the sermons, and there's one piece that touched my heart recently by Pastor Josh. This is it. I looked it up, I wrote it down, and I got it for you on the air. So it goes like this. Hear it out. If you don't do things in new ways, the path will become blocked, so your hope will end. Do it in a new way. For those who do it in a new way, a path of new hope will open up. I'm going to repeat it again for you. If you don't do things in new ways, the path will become blocked, so your hope will end. Do it in a new way. For those who do it in a new way, a path of new hope will open up for you. I like that a lot because, you know, it's even though we're in March already, but it's still like the beginning of 2015. And there's so many things that we've planned or that we have in our New Year's resolutions that we're aiming for this year. But a lot of times we don't reflect upon ourselves and we don't think if we've been doing things in wrong or out of dated ways. So during the new year, during a brand new year, always reflect upon yourself again and think, if you can do things in a better way, if you can do things in a newer way, in a fresher way, and a lot of times new paths will open up for you just because you do that. I believe that's very, very true. So recently I've been pondering about this myself. What can I do, which is new, to make my personal faith better, to make my prayers better, to make my life better, to make my mission better, to make whatever I'm doing better? And after deeply think about it, actually, it gives you a lot of inspirations. And then I deeply pray to God, is this the inspiration that you're giving me right now? Because if it is, I'm going to do it full throttle. Just give me your permission. Because if you think it's right, I'm going to give my all. And once you feel God's permission, you can feel it actually in your heart. Just ask yourself, that insurance, that kind of security in your heart is just so strong. And it gives you the strength to go all the way. So once again, If you don't do things in new ways, the path will become blocked, so your hope will end. Do it in a new way, because for those who do it in a new way, a path of new hope will open up. That's by Pastor Josh, and I'm sharing it with you on the airways right now. I hope you like it as well. I'll put it on my Facebook too, okay? That's J.R. Lee Radio. If you want to write it down, take some notes, I'll put it up right there. J.R. Lee Radio. J.R. Lee Radio on Facebook, okay? I hope it'll do you good. And next up, we got music from Mercy B. Check this one out. You think I know by now. Let me honor you. You are my king. Music by Newsboys here on RGO Radio, and it's getting late, almost 9 p.m. I'm getting a little bit tired right now. I hope you're still awake. And I have had a great time since 8 here at Lynn Local Time Taipei. Thank you very much for keeping me company. I will be back next Tuesday, same time, 8 to 9 p.m. Local Time Taipei. And at the meanwhile, we do have some reruns. One is on Thursday night, and the other is on Sunday morning. You can look it up on our website, rgo.god21.net. Time for me to say goodbye. I hope you all always keep the love of God in your heart and always keep Him on your mind, because He always comes before anything else. Always have that in your mind, okay? Good night to all of you. I hope you have a good one. Goodbye.